Good morning and welcome to Sports Talk. Sports Talk is brought to you by the Bank of Maysville. I'm Travis Skaggs. My guest on the show this morning is Mason County archery coach Bridget White and her junior captain Laurel Setters. The archery season is in full swing. Stay tuned. I'll step out for a quick break and come back with that interview right after this message.
The Bank of Maysville has a long history of building relationships with the businesses in our community. The Bank of Maysville is not just a bank, but a true business partner. That's why they offer a comprehensive range of business services from a traditional business checking account to online banking. Whether your company is a farm, manufacturing business, professional practice, or nonprofit organization, the Bank of Maysville can help you manage your resources more efficiently. Find out more about what the Bank of Maysville can do for your business. The Bank of Maysville, since 1835. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome here on Sports Talk. We have Mason County archery coach Bridget White and her team captain Laurel Setters in studio. Laurel's a junior there at the high school. And coach, thanks for coming down with us today.
Glad to be here.
Let's talk about your all start to the season. I know you've had several tournaments, several invitationals. You've cleaned up a lot of first place finishes. I went back on your Facebook page. Mason County Archery is on Facebook, but you're having an outstanding start to the year.
We are having an outstanding start to the year. The kids have done really well. We've gotten a lot of first places, a couple of seconds, but they have worked hard and they're really trying to get to some goals. So we'll see how we do at regionals next month. It's going to be great.
Now, you guys are a winter sport as well. So we've talked, you know, most people think of basketball, but you guys start there the middle of the fall and then season. You mentioned you guys actually go, I guess, for the different NASP stuff until early summer?
Yeah, we'll be possibly early summer, so we'll do the KHSAA stuff in March and April, and then NASP does their state in March, Nationals will be in May, and then if we make it to the World, we'll be in Daytona in June.
Kind of talk about how you do your schedule. I know, I guess, like any sport, you look for close invitationals or tournaments or try to figure out, how do you kind of design your all schedule for the season?
We design it. We get together with all the other local coaches. So we kind of already have a schedule a year in advance. So we all pick weekends so that nobody is competing with somebody else because, you know, unlike a basketball game where it's this team against that team, it's everybody's coming in. So we'll say, okay, we're going to have ours on this Saturday in November. So nobody else will schedule that and everybody knows to put that on their schedule. So we always know that, you know, first week of December, we're going to Pendleton County and second week in December, we're going to Fleming County. So it's kind of a set schedule per se. It might wiggle a little bit, but we pretty much know where we're going, and we try to, those schools that come to us, we try to make it to at least one of theirs.
I know you recently had yours here at the Fieldhouse, and Corey Arthur, I know he was mentioning wrestling, they had theirs as well, the middle school, but he said, you know, neat for wrestling to get in there, and you guys obviously use the Fieldhouse as well, but neat to see all the sports kind of utilize that for their sport as well.
Yes, it is nice to utilize the Fieldhouse. We use it at each November for our Bullseye tournament, and then we utilized for the first time STEAM for our 3D tournament because it grew so large that we had to add an extra set of targets and more people. So we grew to about 300 students for just the 3D tournament this year.
You cleaned up, I know, last weekend you finished first there at Pendleton County. So another, I went back on your Facebook page and a lot of firsts and a lot of seconds, but another win for your program.
Yes, we were very happy to have that win. There was a time where that was a struggle to get first at Pendleton County. So we were really pleased with the performance that day. It's making our rankings for the NASP state very nice.
What year is it now for you in the program?
This is my 7th season coaching.
Yeah, I know we've had you on for a number of years, but just talk about building that consistency and continuity with the program. And a lot of these kids, I'm sure, you know, have grown up with you as a coach, know what to expect, and, you know, siblings or relatives or recruiting kids. I mean, just talk about building that brick-by-brick approach.
It's been amazing to see it grow as it has. When I started, I think we had 20 kids total, and that was with, if you could breathe and you like the thought, we'll teach you. Now we have to have tryouts because we can only hold so many, but I have had siblings. I have several more siblings that say they're coming as soon as they get of age. I have watched several students go from middle school all the way to the high school level now, so that's very nice. And the kids are talking about it more at school, and so now I have students randomly messaging me saying, hey, when are tryouts going to be next season, because I think I want to get in on this. They're having a lot of fun. I want to get in on it. So it's really grown as a program.
We've talked over the years, and obviously it's a good problem to have, but you hate cutting kids. And I know you mentioned that maybe last year, where your numbers have continued to grow, where all coaches hate to do it, but it says a lot about your program when you have to, you know, unfortunately turn kids away or say maybe try to improve for the next year.
Yes, I do hate to have to tell somebody no. That just breaks my heart. But I usually do when I have to tell them no, as you mentioned. You know, what could you improve on? And come back see me next year, or come see me and I'll work with you. I don't want to see any kid just lose all hope altogether. And we do try to, you know, maybe not this season, but I think next season you'll be ready. It's nice to see them come back. And we've had several that have come back and said, I'm ready this time.
Kind of talk about your roster, or how many kids are on the archery program, and then maybe some of your top, you know, archers on the female side and male side.
Okay, so I have 19 students on the high school archer and 21 students on the middle school roster. My high school is just doing outstanding, improving leaps and bounds. So on the female side, I have Laurel, who's here with us today, usually gives me an excellent score. I have seniors Addison Grosser and Brooklyn Hamilton can usually give me a good score. Haley McDonald gives me a good score. And when I say they give me a good score, I can count on a good score every week. It's not up and down. There are certain people that I kind of count on each weekend that they will be in our scoring top 12. The boys, we have Bryce Pollitt, who's back with us again. He, of course, had the NASP High School Male Champion last year for the state of Kentucky. That was a first for us. See, I've got Bryce. I got Dylan Mitchell. I have a returning student that took a couple of years off and came back for his junior year, Dalton Hargett. He's doing really well. You know, when I combine them all, they're doing really well.
You know, like cross country or some other sports, the proof's in the pudding, so to speak, in terms of their scores and improving. And it's not like basketball or football where there's gray areas. I mean, you have the figures, the stats there, the scores, that the numbers speak for themselves in a way.
They do speak for themselves because they all get to shoot at a tournament. So there's not any, well, if I would have put this person in, maybe the outcome would have been different. They all get the chance, and then wherever it comes out is where it comes out. So we know who's going to be consistent. Somebody might have a good day, but they round each other out. If Laurel is down by a few points and Dylan Mitchell comes up by a few points, the score still remains for us. They work well together.
We'll jump in with Laurel here in a second. Talk about a scoring for people listening today. You know, they see your scores, you know, 2,000, 1,900, you win tournaments. Explain that as easy as you can for our listeners, how that score is calculated.
Okay, so for the bullseye, we can shoot up to 24 people on a team, but only 12 of those will be considered scorers toward the score. So it's the top four males, the top four females, and the next highest four scores, male or female. So that brings up your score. Each archer has the potential to get a perfect 300, which is very rare, but Laurel and Bryce are usually shooting in the 290s, so we'll take that all day long. And then when we get over to the 3D, it's a little bit different. Only six scores count. So you have top two girls, top two boys, and next highest two scores. So when they look at the Facebook page and they see, oh, well, you scored a 32.57 in bullseye, but you only scored a 16.50 in 3D. That's why, because there's only half of the scores available.
Laurel's a junior. She's a team captain. Laurel, talk about getting into archery. When did it start for you? When did you want to be a part of the program, and walk us through that?
So I actually only started last year. I really got into it because I had some friends freshman year that were really talking about it, and I was like, you know what? That kind of sounds interesting. Like, I kind of want to get into that, because back in like elementary school, I went to a camp and they had an archery like club thing, and I was like, hey, I'm actually really good at this. And then I got into hunting with a bow, and then I was like, you know what, I think I'll try the sport. So actually, originally, I did not want to go inside, but my mom had to pull me out of the car. And so I ended up actually getting in there, and I got into it really last year. And I came back this year, and I'm doing really well.
Coach White mentioned, you know, your scores. How did you improve from last year to this year? And obviously, you're having an outstanding season. What was the biggest thing you had to learn from last year into this season?
A big thing was, like, my mentality. I was really down on myself last year. I was like, if I don't get this kind of score, I'm just really bad, and, like, I shouldn't be here. Like, everybody else is doing better than me. And then I practiced over the summer, and I came back this year with a mentality of just have fun. That's what the point of the sport is to be there with your friends and just have fun.
Walk us through the technique and things you guys are doing, because I don't think people realize it, the work and approach and the things you guys have to do to get the outstanding scores. But walk us through your mentality when you're shooting there.
A lot of my mentality is, I actually made a sticker for my team. It was, forget about the next arrow, only the next one counts. So say I have a really bad day, I'm like, hey, we still have more tournaments. Like, it's not the end of the world. Just, you're here to have fun and just encourage your team. They're gonna have a good day. Like, and it's just, a lot of it is mentality. Some of it can be technique, how you stand, how you release. Bridget's a big help in that. She's taught me a lot from from last year to this year, and just there's a lot that goes into it.
How much is staying calm a part of it, and just, I guess, I don't know, inner peace, or just when you go up to shoot or the line, just walk us through like your mindset when it's your turn to, you know, shoot.
A lot of my mindset is just like I count, or I'm singing a song in my head. And some people, I know myself, whenever I step off the line, I've got to be moving, I've got to be talking. If I'm not, I get in my own head and I start talking to myself, and it just doesn't end up well. But I know I have some team members that they can stand there and talk to themselves and are quiet, and they do really well. So it just kind of depends. But I myself, I like to talk. I like to move around, sing, like just...
Keep yourself loose.
Yes. I do not like to hold still. And like, I know Stacy, Bridget's daughter, she is like all the time, like, why do you move so much? Like, can you hold still? I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm just going to move.
Talk about the season so far. Again, I mentioned with Coach, you guys have had an outstanding year. A lot of first place finishes, a lot of second place finishes, individual success. But just kind of recap the year for you.
I had my biggest score, my best score so far was a 290 at Fleming County. Brought home the overall plaque for females. The team won first. My team has done outstanding this year. I'm really proud of all of them. They have done so much improving since last year. Actually, one of our team goals was to beat Harrison County, and I believe we beat them at Bourbon County? Yes, we beat them at Bourbon County. I know quite a few of us brought home medals and plaques from that. We've beat Fleming County on multiple occasions. They're probably our biggest rival, them and Harrison County. We've really had an outstanding year. I'm being pretty consistent with my scores, and so is the rest of my team. I mean, you can kind of expect who's going to get in between what numbers and who's going to place where most of the time.
Now, goals for the rest of the season for you?
I'd like to just stay pretty consistent with where I'm at, 280s, 290s. I'd love to get a 300 before my senior year next year, but that's a goal we'll get when we get there.
Now, you mentioned kind of were brought in, your mom kicking and screaming. You didn't want to go in. And looking at it now, full circle, you're still a junior. You know, Coach mentioned 290s, 300 is a perfect score, but the outstanding season, when you look back on it then, when you didn't want to get out of the car until now, like, what comes in your mind?
Actually, my mom, like, I'm really happy she dragged me out of the car, because I would not have, like, been where I am now. And I think archery has helped me in more than one ways, just as a person. I used to be really anxious and really to myself. I didn't really have many friends, and archery's kind of brought me out of my shell. I mean, I'm talking to more people. I'm not as nervous and anxious about stuff as I was beforehand. It's just really helped me a lot. My mom, I mean, I'm so happy she dragged me out of the car, because had she not, I probably would not be who I am today.
And then what's the team dynamic like? I know you guys practice together, I'm sure, having a successful season. You know, what's the relationship like with you guys, teammates? And then I'm sure practices are pretty competitive as well.
Yes, practices do tend to get a little bit competitive. Me and some of the other shooters that are on both 3D and Bullseye, we kind of go at each other. We're like, we're going to beat you. Like, I'm going to beat you this tournament, and it's going to be what it is. We do have a little bit of team rivalry against certain, like, male and females. And, like, we're kind of like siblings in a way, because we argue a lot. And
you want the best for everybody.
Yeah. Actually, right now we've got a middle schooler who's an eighth grader. He's been practicing with high school, and he's like everybody's little brother. Like, he goes and he pesters you, and like, it's like, what are you doing? Hi, can I help you?
Let's talk about 3D and Bullseye. Explain that for our listeners, you know, the difference in that and kind of what you guys are shooting.
So our Bullseye, that is our targets that are like the circle. So you have like 10, 9, 8, 7, and it's just rings. And then our Bullseye, it's like the animal. So you have like a ram, you have a deer, an antelope, bear, and two other smaller animals. And the scoring range on Bullseye, you get from like a 10 all the way to a 0 if you miss the target. And then on 3D, you have like 10, 9, 8, and 7, and you can't get anything lower other than a 0 if you completely miss the target.
Now, how many shots do you get? Like, you know, do you get a first take, second take, third take? Talk about that.
So you have 5 arrows. You have 1 practice round. So for Bullseye, you have 2. You have 1 practice round at 10 meters, and then you shoot 3 scoring rounds, and then you shoot 1 practice round at 15 meters, and then you have 3 more scoring rounds. For 3D, you have 1 practice round on 1 animal, and then you score all the others.
How do you wipe that off, that mentality of maybe you have a bad first shot, or, you know, how do you just dump that out of your mind and then focus on the next one? Because I know as adults, if we do something wrong, the next time we do something, it's in the back of our mind. But how do you do it right there in the moment?
So normally if I have a bad shot, I'm like, okay. And so I stand there for a minute and I breathe and I kind of take my time and I'm like, okay, what did I do wrong and how can I fix it? And I'll pull out my next arrow, I'll pull it up, and sometimes it'll turn out better and sometimes not, but you just got to focus on that next arrow.
What's it like seeing the success the archery program's had? You were on the team last year. Coach has been here a number of years now. The program barely had enough kids, and now you guys are winning tournaments and invitationals and advancing and having a lot of success, a lot of kids out. How neat and fun is that to be a part of?
It's really fun, especially whenever you're bringing home trophies, because then you can kind of look at your friends and be like, my team brought home a trophy this weekend. Like, especially whenever you've got like other schools that are looking at you like, wow, like they're actually really good. They've come a long way from where they started. Like, I know Fleming County has probably been our biggest rival since we started, and like they kind of look at us now like, you're beating us. And last year, I know there was a big rivalry and we were really out to get them, and this year we've kind of come and got them.
Now, who's your biggest rival now? You kind of mentioned you beat Harrison. Harrison's an outstanding program. I'm assuming, no pun intended, the bullseye's kind of still on them.
Yeah, we are always out to beat Harrison County any chance we get.
Again, that's Laurel Setters. Laurel, you did an outstanding job. Best of luck the rest of the year.
Thank you.
Bridget, kind of talk about what you guys have left the rest of the season. You mentioned your regional competition coming up in about a month, but I know everything kind of fine-tuning until then.
Yeah, we have, next weekend, we'll have one last just regular bullseye tournament at West Union. That'll kind of give the kids one last hurrah, good times. Then it's just normal practice, getting ready for the regionals, hoping this year that we'll take both teams to the state competition. I think we have a really good chance. So in between there, it'll just be practice, make sure that they're calm about it, fun. If I get them to where they're confident when they walk in the door, they will have great success. That is my main goal, is when they get there, they're confident.
Now, where's y'all's regional competition held?
This year's regional competition will be in Bourbon County. It usually switches each year, and this is their year to host. And then they did move the state competition from Bowling Green back to Lexington. So hopefully we'll be making a trip to Lexington.
And on the regional competition, is there a girls division, boys division?
Girls and boys division, and then it's the top two go.
And then I guess obviously you guys have high aspirations to contend for those trophies.
Yes, definitely in contention for those trophies. I would love to see them bring home some big, nice wooden trophies and put those at the field house. That'd be spectacular. And I really have high hopes at the NASP State, which is the weekend after the regionals. That'll be in Louisville. I think we'll place really well at Bullseye, and I think that we'll go on to the Nationals in May. Our 3D, I really think this is our year that we could bring home some of the really big trophies at the state in Louisville, and that would be amazing.
And what's it like hearing Laurel talk about, she did some hunting, her mom wanted her to participate on the team, didn't want to come in, and now just coming down here on the radio and talking about her experience and what she enjoys. And, you know, again, I do this every week talking about sports and what they bring out in kids, but, you know, just to see her and speaking highly of the program and enjoying it, I mean, that's why you coach.
That is why I coach. It was interesting when she came in last year, she was very quiet. She did everything I asked her to do. But she wasn't going to talk to hardly anybody, and just don't even ask her to do anything. She was there, and she was very polite, and she did well. You could tell she enjoyed it. As she started seeing some success, I could tell she was hard on herself, and so I kept after her. I kept messing with her. I kept telling her jokes. I'd try and calm her down. We have a big saying, when they're starting to get upset on the line and they're worried about the arrows that they've shot, it wasn't a good shot. And I say, that arrow is just like toothpaste. Once it's out of the tube, you can't put it back in. Forget about it. So we went on, and last year she traveled to Myrtle Beach and competed in the world tournament there. And she was so calm there because I kept telling her, this is it. There's nothing else you're shooting for. Just have fun and enjoy the day. And she did, and she shot her best score ever. So that was where she really turned the corner and was like, that's what she means by being calm and having fun. So this year I've seen her come out of her shell. She's talked to a lot more people. She's been an excellent team captain. So she goes and helps get arrows and scorecards for everybody at tournaments. She kind of helps keep them rounded together at practice, or gets word out at school if there's a last minute change on something. So I thought, well, I'll take her today and let her say what kind of change she's had.
I know with each student you have, I'm sure that the mentality is different. She kind of mentioned her being loose, and then she mentioned your daughter maybe being more, I don't know, serious. And, you know, with any team, everybody's got different personalities, so you have to figure out how to coach them or jive with them.
Yes, and for archery, it's very important for their different aspects. So you know that one person needs to be moving and bubbly and talking, and you know that the next person just really wants you to leave them alone, do their thing. You can say something if absolutely necessary, but other than that, just they need peace and quiet. And so you watch those things with those students and make sure that nothing is going on around them that is going to bother their day. So yeah, I really have about 42 personalities marked in my head as to who needs what.
And it's neat to see, most people think of basketball and football, but you know, some of these other sports that have taken off, archery, you leading the program, Corey Arthur with the wrestling program, Brooke Perkins on last week with the swim program, to see these other sports that you know, maybe people don't think about, but Mesa County offering, and you and other coaches stepping up that give kids an opportunity to shine and the exposure and just the skills they're learning. You know, we've talked about other stuff down the road. People have to step up, and maybe it's esports or bass fishing or different things that, you know, hopefully Mesa County gets down the road. But giving kids the opportunity, letting them shine and letting them learn, you know, the skills that we all need and work and to be successful.
Yes, it is nice to see a great group of offerings and different programs becoming more popular, because not every student is your basketball player or your football player. Most of the people that I have in archery are not your more fast runner athletically inclined, but they want to be a part of something with their school. They want to be with a group. And I think Laurel said it really well when she said that my archers are like a family. They are. There are days where you would think they were brothers and sisters, and you will hear them arguing with each other over whether that arrow is a 10 or a 9, and somebody come here because I'm going to lose a pop if I don't win this match, and it gets insane. But if you go to another school, they become a team, and it's all about what their team can do. They're really like a family.
Well, thanks for coming down today, guys. Best of luck the rest of the season.
All right, thank you.
Again, that was Mason County archery coach Bridget White and her junior captain, Laurel Setters. Stay tuned. I'll step out for a quick break and come back and wrap up Sports Talk right after this message.
People caring about people. That has been the Bank of Maysville's philosophy since they opened their doors in 1835. Big enough to serve you, yet small enough to know you. The Bank of Maysville is right on the money, helping you get a jump on your finances. Checking and savings accounts, automatic bill paying, convenient banking locations, CDs and investment services, online banking, loans, retirement and trust accounts, plus much more. The Bank of Maysville, downtown, West 3rd Street and Walmart Way. Bank of Maysville, the oldest bank in Kentucky. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, the pairings are set for the girls and boys 39th District basketball tournaments to be played at Bracken County. There was one draw for both tournaments. It's St. Patrick versus Bracken County on February 26th at 6 o'clock and 7:30, then Mason County versus Augusta on February 27th at 6 o'clock and 7:30. The championship games are February 29th at 6 o'clock and 7:30. The girls' games will be first each evening. Admission is $7. You can catch every game of the girls and boys 39th District basketball tournaments on Soft 96. The district schools also voted 3-1 to see the district tournament for 2024-2025. Each district school will play one seed game versus each other in the regular season. Well, that'll do it for Sports Talk this week. Sports Talk is brought to you by the Bank of Maysville. I'm Travis Skaggs. Thanks for tuning in. I hope everyone out there has a great weekend. Sports Talk will return next Friday.